Dozens of people gathered near Magnuson Park last night for a vigil for Charlena Lyles. She's a mother of three who was shot by Seattle police Sunday morning. The shooting occurred in a solid ground housing complex for formerly homeless families in the Sandpoint neighborhood shortly after 10 a.m. The crowd held signs and candles. Lyles' brother, Michael Taylor, told them what happened to his sister was wrong.
This is my family, and we're going to be as one.
That's right.
Okay? And we're not going to stop until we get to the bottom of this.
Detective Mark Jameson, a spokesman for Seattle Police, said two officers were responding to a burglary call at an apartment.
At some point, the 30-year-old female was armed with a knife. Both officers had to fire their service weapons, striking the individual. Unfortunately, it is a fatality.
Jameson says officers attempted first aid until the fire department arrived. The officers were uninjured. Police say three children were inside the apartment at the time. The children were unharmed. Earlier in the day, at the scene of the shooting, a woman who identified herself as the victim's sister was distraught. Monica Williams says her sister was tiny and had mental health problems. Williams doesn't believe Lyles was a threat. She believes that race was a factor.